Moncrief on News Talk.
There are a lot of people stuck in the property cycle in various ways. One of the many reasons being an expectation that we should always be moving forward, buying and selling until we end up in the forever home. But for one family, they found the answer wasn't to do that, but to go backwards. Despite having two growing kids, Katrina Kelly and her family downsize. Katrina, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
So how many kids do you have? Two kids?
So we've two children. Yeah. Darcy is 14 and Loan is 9.
Right.
So
okay.
A boy and a girl.
And you had been previously living in Castleknock for
yes,
how long?
Yes, we were renting a house in Castleknock for 2 years. Previously before that, we were living in my parents for a couple of years. Previously before that, we were renting another house for about 4 years. And we genuinely thought we were on the journey to the mansion, you know, the goal.
Yeah.
And recently we had decided to move back to our two-bed apartment in Finglas.
And this was an apartment, though, you owned. You were kind of lucky in that respect. You had that.
Exactly. Like, we're not homeless. And it was a property that I had bought when I was 27. But even still, I nearly lost that apartment as well. Through, I guess, the rental cycle and everything else. So, we made a decision. And it's not an easy decision to move back, because you kind of do feel you're going backwards. Mm. But I really do feel that sometimes you have to take a step back and look at everything in an area of view and kind of think, right, let's focus on the mountain that we're already on here and appreciate everything that we have. It's going to be tough. Mm. So that's what we've done. So yeah. We're 7 weeks in now.
And the last house you were in Castleknock, that was fairly big, 5-bedroomed house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the rent was high. I know, it was fancy. And in my head, I was like, Castleknock, it's somewhere that we'd love to, you know, we'd love to live. We'd love to buy. Absolutely loved living there. And I do feel like for us, it was definitely part of our story. I felt like when I was living in Castleknock, I could grow mentally a little bit as well. So sometimes it is nice to move away from maybe where you were brought up and everything else, just to kind of have a little bit of breathing space mentally to make good decisions for yourself as well. However, we couldn't keep up with how high the rents were.
And did it go up a lot?
The rent in Castleknock was 2,500 a month and it went up to 2,600. And those houses now are being rented out for about 3,500. So the rental market at the moment is designed for five professionals. They're not designed for a family of two incomes, and you have two children and children cost a lot, let me tell you.
And they don't pay their way either. Just sponges.
Mine will.
And so did you reach the point where you said, it was it like a decision that this is unsustainable, we can't and go
yeah,
back to the
well
flat?
The landlord was selling the house as well, and but it was something that we scooted around for ages, and in our heads we kept saying, oh, we can't go back, we can't, like, how can the two kids share, you know, Darcy's 14, Loan is 9. We're like, that we can't have them sharing at that age. And then we were like, this is actually our only option, really. There was other options. We could move back to my parents. We had already survived that for 2 years.
Yeah,
and we spent more money. When we lived with my parents, we did spend more money, like, because you're trying to get out and have your own time together as well. Do you know? So.
Oh, right. So you actually don't save as much as you might think you do.
Well, look, some people probably will, but I kept going back to that 14-year-old when I was in my parents, you know, and it does throw up a lot of stuff. Like, and I love my parents. They're absolutely amazing. But it was definitely harder there. So moving back now into the apartment, it's crazy. We have decluttered 34 bags. Brought 34 bags to the charity shop. We've been decluttering, like, I'm still decluttering all the time. And what I will say to anybody out there, you do not need... Can I say shit?
Yeah, go on. Well, you just did.
All right, so you do not need half of the shit that you buy. You really don't. And it's really made me think now, living in a smaller space will make you think about your spending habits and what you're bringing into your home. And it brings the family together as well. So in the bigger house...
They have no option.
Well,
really,
this is the thing.
How many swimming caps did you find?
22. Do you know what I mean? Because it's mad how more organised you have to be in a smaller place as well. And there has to be a place for everything as well. Mm. There's so much I'm learning around finances. Like, even down to finances, I feel it is something that we should be learning from a younger age in school. Like, my parents come from inner city in town, and big, big families. And there would have been a lot of poverty, and they didn't learn a lot about money. So there was lots of stuff that they couldn't pass on to us. And I do feel money can be a dirty word in Ireland. I think it's something that we do need to talk a lot more about. And I would love to see, even on social media, more people talk about, I guess, they're a little bit around, you know, the struggles that they have or some of the disciplines that you have to do to get yourself ahead. Mm. I now have a bus, a leap card. I get the bus into work now. I bring my lunches into work. So just little things, you know, little those sacrifices that sometimes you have to make for yourself to move ahead as well.
Yeah.
And ahead of yourself, not ahead of anybody else. Try not to focus on anybody else on social media either. You know, we see everybody in these big houses and I'm like, oh my God, look at their house. I'm going to have that too. And my goal is to have the mansion, not for, oh, I have a mansion, but I want to show people how we got there and what the sacrifice that maybe we had to do to get there. But honestly, right now, I feel very blessed and very lucky to have our small little two-bed apartment.
No, but you had that fallback. Do a degree, do you blame yourself for this? Because maybe you got notions.
Like, yes and yes, I do. Of course, I love to take responsibility. And I definitely think as well, like we can't, you know, put our problems in a hill of blame, like, you know, blaming other people. You have to be able to take a step back and look at yourself and say, right, what can we do to be better? Sometimes it's not your fault, but it is your problem. And when you know it's your problem, that's when you can start to deal with it as well. And like for me as well, it's all about kind of refocusing on what we can do today, taking small steps. Like, you know, I nearly lost the apartment as well. So there's so many different things that are happening and people are not talking about. So I definitely like talking about those sacrifices that you have to make to get ahead. I did speak to somebody who has a beautiful home, and on social media, you wouldn't think she had to sacrifice anything. And she's like, Katrina, we didn't drink, like we don't drink, we don't smoke, we didn't go out for 2 years. You know, so sometimes you just see everybody spending on social media, but you don't see the sacrifice that they have to make to get there. So that's where we're at now.
Yeah, okay. And what's it like, a 9-year-old and a 14-year-old sharing a bedroom? They have bunk beds.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what we did
was... Have they started tearing lumps out of each other yet?
There's been a few little moments, I have to say. There has been. But what we did do is Darcy, the older girl, I got like, you know, the double bunk beds, so at the bottom and then for Lone on the top. And what we actually did was every conversation we had with the kids was around, like, you know, how good it is, rather than kind of like, you know, I don't want the kids to think that this is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like, so it's all about like teaching the kids, you know, that these are the steps we have to make in life to kind of move forward as well. And I like just making like good of it as well. So Darcy has the double bed, Lone has the top bunk, so he thinks he's amazing up there now on the top bunk, you know. But yeah, there has been moments where you're like, right, when Darcy's getting dressed now, you have to go outside and give her a moment and little things like that. Like Darcy, she's a teenager, so she has buried herself sometimes into that double bed and she's putting like blankets around when she wants privacy. Mm. But they're having fun as well. And do you know what? Kids are so resilient. And I think we're learning from them as well. The one thing I felt for us that we needed to do for our kids, because again, every family is different. We kept them in the same schools. So for us then, there was that bit of stability.
Okay, that's good.
Yes, we're moving homes every 2 years. However, they're still in the same school. So I think that bit of stability has helped them as well. But we try and make life exciting for them as well. And because it is, and it can be. And even through the hard times, I just think if we constantly are dwelling on the hard times and what we don't have, you're forgetting about the mountain that you're already standing on and the incredible home that you have, even if it's a small two-bed.
Sure. Well, and a lot of people have considerably less than that.
Absolutely.
It must be said.
Absolutely.
So what's your plan now?
So the plan is I'm doing loads of DIY, if you follow me on TikTok, and we're going to do up the apartment. I've done a good bit now myself. I'm really enjoying it. I think I'm a carpenter now, and we're going to do it all up. We're either going to...
You know now you're going to get just nothing but carpenters looking at your TikTok going, no, you're not.
I know. It's like I'm a hairdresser. I'm like, if other people are doing hair, I'm like, no, you're doing that wrong. But we are doing it up. We haven't decided if we're going to sell it or rent it out, but we are going to be there for possibly 2 to 3 years. We now have good financial people around us who are giving us advice and we're listening to them, do you know? Because sometimes you think, oh, no, I like you're watching somebody on social media and you think that you need to do what they're doing, but their life is not yours.
Their story is completely different.
100%.
Yeah.
And it's all about your story and where you're at. But what I would say is, not burying your head and just looking at your problems and kind of saying, right, where can we start? And just start like making phone calls, whether it's to MABS or like that's, I had to make phone calls to MABS as well. I was so scared. I had to have one of my team sit beside me because I was so nervous because I thought I was doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And like, I think that is the thing. Like people, like there's so much around finances and people are like, you know, it is this ladder, like when it comes to finances, and some people are higher on the ladder because they've learned so much from a young age. But a lot of us don't have that self-esteem to think that we have, especially finance self-esteem. Like a lot of people actually, I've always been someone that could make money, but I was also someone that could give it away very easily and take advice from the wrong people. And do you know what I mean? Mm. So I found it hard to hold on to it. So that is something that I had to kind of go back and relearn. And again, look, there's a lot of
And when you're dealing with banks and lawyers and all, you know, that's all scary stuff, really. And a lot of the time, it's hard to understand what they mean.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. But you have to kind of, it is like a muscle. Do you know what I mean? That you have to keep kind of like working towards as well.
Mm.
Now, another thing that has helped me with my mental health around moving back is I started running. So running has been absolutely incredible. Good for the mindset and good for that little bit of time for me on my own as well.
Yeah.
And getting out of the gaff.
And in a couple of years, will you be, you know, is your plan to be back in Castleknock again?
That's the plan. The plan is to buy a mansion in Castleknock. I'll invite you all around for a cup of tea and I'll tell you how I did it.
Right, okay. Castle and Castleknock, we can look forward to that. Katrina Kelly, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.